Whoop! Oh, yeah, right. G'day, welcome to the next episode of Roger's Corner. Today, I was supposed to deliver you a safe takeoff from Eurofly. The problem is my computer that I have the game installed on is an old laptop, which means I have to figure out a good way of making it... making a good quality recording of it. So, while I'm working on that, I thought, yeah, okay, let's deliver you a rather nice and meaty episode of Roger's Corner, which is exactly what I'm going to do today. So, what I got in my hands right now is a 1 kilogram of pork tenderloin. Sorry if you're veganese, no, vegan, or whatever it's called, this episode is not for you. So, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to, I think, though, I need to, I wonder where I have...
Ingen föregående rubrik.
I wonder where I got my, wonder where that one is. I need to find the sharpener for the knife, because there is nothing worse, to be honest, than to cut with a blunt knife. Because if you cut with a blunt knife, you 99.9% chance it is for you to cut yourself. So, that's why. So, yeah, let's sharpen this bugger. Alright, so, how are you guys and girls going? Hope you're doing alright. Even though there are quite bad times, both economically and stuff like that, but for instance, food prices, they're going straight up. So that's bad. But, you know, let's hope things get better. Let's hope somebody kills Putin. That would be lovely. Oh yeah, but remember that was only my opinion. Okay, but now I'm doing what you actually shouldn't do. Cut the packaging open with a knife. But since it's the easier way of opening it, I don't mind. Besides,
Azerbaijan kvinnosymbol, fotboll nationsled dam C grupp 3. Matchen påbörjas. Angel är online nu. Fortsätt chatta.
But besides, the knife is old, and well, I actually soon need to buy myself a new one anyway. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut the meat real fine, or at least try.
News Australia, hashtag breaking, the US Virgin Islands claimed the bank was.
Trying to cut it rather thin. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually cut strips out of the meat. I haven't talked that much about what else I'm going to use, so I think this is a good opportunity to do that now. What I'm going to use.
Över hen har fått upp ögonen för dig. Gillar du hens profil? Likea den och börja chatta.
Nej, tänker
CNN,
jag.
Hunter Biden has filed a civil lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani and his former attorney, claiming they caused inspelning. Knapp.
Fuck X and do that for me. Okay, so what I'm going to use, apart from this big piece of meat, is actually a bit of soy sauce, a bit of creme fraiche, a bit of
Polen Ukraina kvinnosymbol fotbollnations ledd av VK matchen påbörjad.
And a bit of jalapeno that I have in the fridge. I keep a jar of them. Because, yeah, it's quite nice. Okay, so now I have all these nice slices. So now what I'm going to do is cut them into strips. This is not going to be easy because it's they are quite slippery. So yep, there it goes. So it will take some time. To do that. And what I'm going for is not actually rice or something like that. No, I'm going for a bean mixture. So I think I have to actually starting off by heating the pan and add some cooking oil or butter. I use butter at this point because it's nice and easy to use. The only thing you have to worry about when you're cooking, when you're using butter in the frying pan, do wait till it stops bubbling. That is the most essential thing while cooking with such a thing. Okay, so yeah, I'm getting on with cutting my pieces of meat. The reason also why I want to cut it rather not that big either is I want it to be ready fairly quickly. So that is that's actually one reason, one very good reason. But I'm afraid it is way too much meat for just a dinner. So, but that's good actually, because I haven't figured out what to eat have for lunch tomorrow. So I will also have it for lunch at work tomorrow. There we are. Now some strips like that. Okay, it's some sort of football going on, nations, blah blah blah, whatever, whatever that means. Well, football is interesting, or soccer to be more precise, is rather interesting though. Yeah, now I hear the butter bubbling. Which means I can soon put the strips I have cut into the pan. But like I said, it needs to stop bubbling before I do that. And now it's accelerating. Whoa. Now it's going. It's going rather well. So, yeah. Like I said, as a little recap, I'm going to use some soy sauce, some crème fraîche, some jalapenos, some onion, and bell pepper, yellow bell pepper, I think it will be. So, yeah, that would be nice. Oh hell, it will be a lot of meat in this. Wow. 1 kilogram. Oh yeah. Okay. The butter has finished talking, so let's put some of the meat in. Some of the meat is in, so I can now just continue cutting. I cannot do it all in one go in this pan. No. So the meat is in. But I still have like half of the tenderloin left, so it was way too much meat. And this is good. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to take a plate and have it ready, so I can just put the rest of the meat in the pan in about a couple of minutes. So I need something to I can go with that one. Yeah, here we go. All the seasoning and stuff like that will go in towards the end. Otherwise, it would be it wouldn't be that good. There's nothing worse than burnt spices. So yeah. Well, I can continue cutting. Actually, look at that. Yeah. So I think the meat in the pan is soon ready, I believe. Okay. Finally, I see the end of the pile of slices. All right. Let's cut these buggers. Goes like whoop. Okay, I think I can not yet. Might be able to taste one. Great. Right. Okay, let's give it maybe 1 or 2 minutes. No, 1 minute should be enough. So we can get it well done. Because you have to be actually more careful when you're working with pork than if you were working with something like a beef tenderloin. That is quite different. And quite more expensive, I might add. So, yeah. I wonder if I should something like that. Yeah. Okay, now the final slices. Finally. That's the last one. Bloody hell, it's slippery. Looks fine. Like I said, always use a sharp knife when you're cutting.
CNN, Hollywood writers.
Yeah, and CNN, if you don't shut up, I'll shut you up. I got a knife in my hand. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh. Rings of the fingers.
Tyskland, Island, kvinnor, symbol, fotboll, nation, ledam, avbrott, C. Matchen påbörjas.
So. Yep. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pour the meat I have here onto the plate. One good thing, though, is it hopefully shrinks a little bit. And now, on with the last batch of meat. So, here we go. Last batch for me. Okay. He's in. Woo! Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait until it's this batch is nice and ready. Then I'm going to take I think it's a good idea to take it out. Then I'm going to take the jalapenos and the canned fish. And right now, I'm getting a bit thirsty in the kitchen. So let's have some nice soda. Watermelon. Nice. Oh shit, this is getting hot. Alright. So now let's just move these around. I might need the fan here. Oh yeah. So, yep. It's a bit of noise, but yeah, it's okay. So what I'm going to do now when this meat is ready, like I said, in with the jalapenos and the canned fish, and oh, I think I should take the bell pepper out. That would be a great idea. Pepper and onion. I'm just going to make sure they are fuck. Oh heck! No! Okay, I was lucky. All the carb would have begun. Yeah. Okay. So now, what I'm going to do is to break out the break out all the seeds from the bell pepper, like so, and then all I'm gonna do is just cut it up. Nice and simple. I don't really mind the pieces. Can be a bit chunky, it's okay. Alright. Okay. Now, this part of the bell pepper is ready. Get it in. Take the second half. Like that, nice and thin, and just cut it across like that. No worries. And yeah, bell peppers are good for you. So, here you are. Like that. In it goes. Take the take it all down there so the bell pepper is covered. Like so. Right, now for the onion. This is a large one. I'm cutting the top off and the bottom end. So, grab it and just remove the hard and the hard skin. Nice and easy. Nice and easy, right? Okay. Okay. Now I think we are clean and done. Yeah. Okay. Let's just chop this bugger. This onion was huge. Whoa. All right. Okay. But for a foodie like me, it's no problem. Actually, the onion didn't taste much. I'm glad I'm going to the final beautiful ingredients in a jiffy. In any given moment. The bell pepper is going nice and fine. I do think I need a bigger pan. Looks like it. Maybe it works. Maybe it works because the onions shrink a bit. The onion will shrink actually quite a bit. There we are. Now, Time for a bit of stirring. To make sure the onion is covered. The whole onion goes down in the pan. Correctly. This also slows down a bit the cooking of the meat. So that's quite good. And I think I could probably I can't do that. Okay. Okay, time for the crème fraîche. It's just plain crème fraîche. Taking it straight in. Everything in. So yeah. Okay, just a bit of stirring to make sure it melts up and goes well. So this really makes the this is what makes so this is what really makes it. So now for some now for some serious seasoning. So time for the jalapeno, and I think it's maybe half a jar in with everything. There we go. I like it hot, baby. All right, so just stir it around. This will really be lovely. Any hot babes out there? No. This is quite funny. So what I think I'm gonna do, is the fact that I need everything is in except for the real seasoning, and I think I can get
CNN, the formation of Anu supercontinent could wipe out humans and all other mammals still alive in 250 million years. Researchers have predicted CNN.it/451Z1DNIO.
I think I can get most of it done, but I need to find another. Actually, what I need to get is another way of serving it. So,
tryck här för att paus inspelning.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Okay, so it's time to get that serious seasoning on. So, here's what I'm going for. Oh no, is this... Oh yeah. Well, alright. I think a bit of good old black pepper. We do.
Österrike, Frankrike, kvinnosymbol, fotboll, nationsledam, avgrupp 2. Matchen påbörjad.
Something like this. Oh yeah. Nice and... Nice and hot. Oh yeah. And... the little trick up on my sleeve. I could normally use regular salt on this one. But no. Yeah. I'm going for the Asian favorite. You know, Asians always love their soy sauce. And I'm no different. I love soy sauce, but I'm not Asian. Just putting some in there. Now it's time to stir again, and just make sure it just warms through. I have to actually taste something here. Oh yeah, there we go. Oh yeah, here it comes, the jalapeno, the soy sauce, then the creme fraiche is just there to tickle the spots a bit. So, what I'm going to do now is actually put all this into... into the large bowl I got here before I warm through the other meat here on the plate. So let's do this, and without spilling. That's tricky. Wow, this would be a huge meal, I can tell you. So, what I'm going to do now, just a bit more butter. Just a pinch of it, just to warm it through. And then... In with this meat again from the plate. There we go. Just to warm it through. And now just. You know. Another good reason for adding a little bit more butter and just to fry it off is basically to take the taste with me from the pan to the bowl to the plate into the mouth, down the drain. Yeah. And now finally, my final ingredients, the beans. Okay, so here I have the cannon. That stupid kind of jar of beans. It's made of paper. The tetra beans. Absolutely useless packaging. Because it doesn't open. Oh.
Yeah, I got the hole up. At least now I can take the liquid out of the beans. Like so. Because I don't want. And then I'm trying to open it with more. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. See what kind of beans we have.
Oh, these are huge. These are like nuts or something. But they're actually beans. And then. In with everything in the pan. So that's my dinner for today. Let me know what you're thinking,
and see you next time.